Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They named Mr. Basketball 2022. And they gave us some exclusivity to it, which I appreciate. And the winner of this year's award joins us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. His name is Braden Carrington. And he is a player, man. He led Park Center to the state championship last week. He will play for the Gophers next year. And he's had some kind of a week to win Mr. Basketball and a state championship in the same week, but it's been some kind of a season, some kind of a team that he played on for Coach James Ware. Braden, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I watched you against Minneapolis North in that George Floyd Classic, and that was a fun night because it was a big crowd and there was a lot going on, and North was good, yeah. And you guys were good. And this first time I'd seen you in a game, I'd seen you in practice, etc. before. And one of the things that I noticed, and then I came to find out that, well, yeah, everybody knows that about him, you kind of insert yourself where needed on a nightly basis, as opposed to saying, I'm going to score 25 or I'm going to take over, I need to get my 15 shots up, anything like that. You kind of recognize what it is the team needs, and it was, I think, somewhat rewarding for you and others to see that that was noticed, that it wasn't about stats, it was about understanding the game and how to play the game. And is that your, I mean, would you describe your approach that way?
Yeah, we have right now, we have a bunch of people that can score the basketball. So, it's like, for me, if I have to go out and score 20, then I'll go out and score the 20. But I try to be a pass-first player most of the time, because I know we have other players like Leo Tolbert, Cody Pennebaker that can come out and give us 20 points a game. So, I mean, I feel like I just want to do what's best for the team, and if that's me passing the ball, that's me passing. If that's me shooting, then that's me shooting,
When did you know you were a pretty good basketball player? Were you in 6th grade, 7th grade, 10th grade? When?
I'd say I feel like I've always been pretty good growing up. I got my first offer freshman year, and I guess that's kind of when I realized, like, maybe I could really take this serious and I could go somewhere with this.
So who was the first offer from?
Florida.
Really? And you've ended up, though, at the University of Minnesota. Tell me about that. What did Ben Johnson do to woo you?
He did a lot, because before Ben got there, Minnesota, honestly, wasn't even on my radar, I'd say. I was leaning towards Florida or Colorado, more likely. But once Ben got into the office, he really just showed love, and he kept talking to me about what would happen if I came, and all the opportunities I would have just by being a Gopher. It won me over, and it won my mom over also. So, he just pitched a great idea, and I just couldn't pass up on it.
Braden Carrington is our guest, Mr. Basketball from Park Center High School. One basketball aficionado that I have a great deal of respect for, Terry Coons, he said he could see you playing the point next year for the Gophers. Is that in the cards at all? Do you want to be a point guard?
I wouldn't mind it, honestly. My natural position, I feel like, is definitely a two-guard, shooting guard. But, if I have to transition my game next level to point guard, you know, I'm definitely willing to do it. It's whatever, you know, the team needs, I'll do, you know. So I have the confidence to do it. So if that's what happens, that's what happens.
You know, you've had quite an education the last couple of years. You and I talked about this earlier this winter. When George Floyd happened, the riots, the protests, everything that went with it, you went out there with some teammates and you protested and you got a look at what was really going on in the city. What were your impressions? What did you do and what did you learn during that time?
I just learned that there's a lot of people that hate and there's a lot of people that will love you, you know. You're always going to get those people that are going to sit there and constantly come down on you for whatever reason and, you know, be against you and just all this and that. But you're also going to have those people that are going to be by your side the whole time and make sure you're doing okay and wanting you to succeed. I've learned that most of the time you're really never alone, even though you could possibly think that, but you're never going to be alone in any type of situation. You always have people behind you.
Did you and your teammates and classmates talk a lot about it, about that movement and what happened and what came of it?
You know, it was during quarantine, so at the time, we didn't get to do that much. I was just thankful to get out there and actually, because I feel like that was kind of the time I was just getting out of quarantine and, you know, my mom finally let me go outside, so, you know.
Yeah,
so I mean, like, but, you know, I was thankful to get out there, you know, actually see what it's kind of like, I guess you would say. But, you know, I definitely talked about it a lot with, like, my mom and the people we were out there with. And it was just, it was a great experience to have.
It was something, wasn't it? I said, it was something to be out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Honestly, for how much people out there, it was just, it was shocking, honestly. I didn't realize how much people... like really, I guess you'd say cared, you know, I don't know how to put
it. The passion that they had for it, whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Yeah, just me, like I'm never usually into kind of stuff like this. I kind of just stay, you know, in the sports world, as you say. So going out and seeing all this, it was just like, wow, but there's a lot of people in the community that are just like devastated by what happened and really care. So, you know, it really changed my point of view, I guess, on some things.
Braden Carrington is our guest. Yeah, you had to be there though to really understand that, and it was. But you had to see it up close to really get that part of it. Now that game the other night was pretty physical with Wayzata. Was that what you expected? Because that was a good basketball game down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, coming to the game, like Coach Ware said, you know, before the game, they're going to come out. They're going to give us all they can give us. You know, they're going to throw every play they can. You know, they're going to be as physical as possible. You know. We knew it was going to come. You know, played them earlier in the season, and they did the same thing then. They gave us everything they got, and you know, we beat them that time, and we thankfully beat them in the state championship when it all mattered.
But you guys play defense, and you play team defense, and you guys know where the other person is, and you see the game well. Is that just repetition? Is that Coach Ware's philosophy? What happens?
Yeah, that's definitely like he basically engraves that into us. You know. Defense, we probably come into practice and in a two-hour practice that could possibly be an hour of our practice is just sitting there working on defense, our positioning, like communication, all the small things on defense, like the rotations, all this and that, you know. So coming to a game and when you see us play defense and how good it is, you know, it's just not surprising for us because this is literally all we work on, you know. I'd say obviously we have the offense and all this, but, you know, our defense is really our identity. You know, that's just all we focus on because, as we always say, our defense is our best offense.
What does Coach Ware mean to you?
You know, he means a lot. You know, he's definitely a big help of my, I'd say, transformation over the years. Obviously, my mom, you know, moving me out to Brooklyn Park so I could go to...
Yeah, where were you before that?
I lived in Spring Lake Park.
Yep. And you moved over to Brooklyn Park into the Park Center School District, huh?
Yep. Yeah, my seventh grade year, I moved over here so my mom could, or so I could go to high school at Park Center and play under Coach Ware. And, you know, he just had the best interest in me ever since he met me, honestly. He could see potential in me, you know, I never thought I had, honestly. And, you know, throughout the 4 years of high school, it was just great because, you know, he helped me develop into a player and just gain confidence that I honestly didn't know I had, you know. Without him, he's a big part of why I'm here today, and, you know, able to win Mr. Basketball, I'd say.
Yeah, and a lot of guys that had great success for you guys this year. Well, Braden, congratulations. Thank you so much. And I look forward to covering you at the University of Minnesota, but enjoy.
Thank you.
Braden Carrington, 2022 Mr. Basketball in the state of Minnesota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.